May we have ears to hear today, but not only hear, but be doers of what we hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Unlike my husband was saying, yeah, we do have 4 children and 12 grandchildren. And I'm telling you what, when I look back over my life, all the times that we did pray together, all the times that we did stand together, did our children do everything exactly right? No. Did I do everything exactly right? No. But I'm here to tell you, because we continue to stand on God's word and apply God's word. I am, we are reaping our harvest with our children and our grandchildren. So don't ever give up on your children. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it seems like. It doesn't matter what they're doing, where they're going, what they're saying. Never, ever give up. Because we chose not to give up. We chose to stand. And because we chose not to give up and to stand, all of our children are in service today. All of our grandchildren, except for ones that's off in school. But because we chose to stand, did we do everything right? No, we did not. Did we miss it? Yes, we did. But you know, God restores the mistakes that we make. He knows our heart. He's looking at our heart. So I just wanted to say that just to start with. Never give up on your children. Never, ever, ever. Amen. All right, well, my subject today is a mom's duty. A mom's duty. We have a duty as mothers. Sometimes we don't like that duty, but you know what? We've been assigned that duty. When you said, I do to your husband, and you became a mom, a mother, you chose that duty to be a mom. You said, I'm going to be the best that I can be. In other words, that's the way it should be. I want to read, we must be a responsible mother. So I want to read to you the definition of responsibility. The state of or a fact of having a duty to deal with something or someone. Now that's what we do all the time. A thing that one is required to do as part of a job, a role, a legal obligation. Once we became mothers, we now have a legal obligation. It is our duty to raise, to teach, and to train our children. That's our duty. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Amen? So now let's look at some of the responsibilities of a mother. Let's look at Proverbs 22:6, and that's the King James Version. Proverbs 22:6, and I'm talking to you about a mom's duty, or we could say a mom's responsibility. Proverbs 22:6. We hear it all the time. Verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Trained. We have to train our children. We have to nurture them. We have to love them. Because you know what? Jesus showed us love, didn't he? Amen. Did we do everything right? No, we did not. But he showed us love, and he's still showing love even today. He's showing love. But it says 22:6. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart. That means when we train him up, that word is in there. Yeah. So we can look back at some of ours, or our parents can look back at us and say, my goodness, what is wrong with her? What is wrong with him? Why are they going in that direction when I know what I put inside of them? You train them, and I want to let you know, it is still there. because the word don't come back void. It's not coming back empty. If you put the word in your children when they were young, that word is still there. It doesn't matter what it looks like. And I'm here to tell you, you're going to reap a harvest on the seed that you have sown in your children. Don't give up, but just keep holding on. All right. The next scripture I want you to look at is Ephesians 6:1. And we're talking about training our children. Training our children. Ephesians 6:1 says, I love the word of God. You all love the word of God. Oh my goodness. It is so good. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. And see, we got to train them. We got to love them. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. See, it's right for the children to obey the parents in the Lord. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Children, obey your parents. And you know what? I would go so far as to say, if you're dealing with your children, you're teaching your children, take your Bible, open it up, bring them to the table, let them read it. Because it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. They can't deny the word of God. They can't deny the word of God. So we can show them in the word of God where they need to obey us so that they will live long upon the land, that it may, verse 3 says, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. That's scripture. That's for real. We can show it to them. And the word of God does not come back void. So we teach them, we love them, we train them. And now I want us to look at Luke chapter 2 in the Message Bible. Now, see, we're supposed to be teaching our children to love God, right? We're supposed to be teaching our children to love God more than what? Anything else in the world. More than anything else, we're supposed to teach them to obey us and to obey the word of God. But let's look at Luke chapter 2, verse 41. There's a lot of good information in this Bible. We would just spend time and take time and to study and to read. This is our manual showing us how to make it through life. Luke chapter 2, verses 41 in the Message Bible. Now, we all know that Mary and Joseph went up to Jerusalem, and they had to pay their taxes, and they had to do all these things. So we're familiar with that. So let's look at verse 42. I don't have my Bible up, the message up here. Verse 42. And when he was 12 years old, they went up, as they always did, for the feast. All right. We know where they were going. So now I want us to jump down to let's try verse 46. The next day they found him in the temple, seated among the teachers, listening to them and asking questions. All right, let's go to verse 48. So they found him, you know, as they were heading back home, she realized that Jesus was not with them. Y'all remember hearing that? She realized that Jesus was not with them. So there was like 3 days journey or whatever. So they ended up going back. She went back looking for him. So she said, but his parents were not impressed. They were upset and hurt. His mother said, young man, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been half out of our minds looking for you. They were heading home, but Jesus decided he'd stay and talk to all the people at the temple. So verse 49, he said, why were you looking for me? Didn't you know that I had to be here dealing with the things of my father? Verse 50, We got a key word. But they had no idea what he was talking about. Okay, verse 51. So he went back to Nazareth with them and lived. Look at that word. Lived obediently with them. His mother held all these things dearly and deep within herself. The point that I'm making is our children are supposed to obey us. Where Jesus lived obediently with them. Now, if Jesus lived obediently with his parents, how much more should ours? So we can let our children know Jesus obeyed his mom and dad, his parents. So you need to obey what I am saying. And when we talk to our children and we teach them, it is for their good and our peace of mind. It really is. So we do need to teach them to obey God. And the next thing we need to be, number two, I believe, with love. Now, we've already talked about loving them. We've already talked about teaching them. Next, we are to be an example for them to follow. We are to be an example. We have to realize that we are preparing our children to follow the world or to follow God. We are preparing them. They will follow the world or they will follow God. And we prefer them following God, right? We all know that they're going to experience things. We all did. But if we put that word down inside of them, it will keep them. And we do miss it as parents, like I said earlier. But we have to trust God to help us to raise our children and to follow God and obey him. Do you know one of the fastest ways to turn your child away from God? One of the fastest ways is to live a hypocritical life. To be one thing at home, to be another thing at church, to be another thing at work, to be another thing when you're with your friends, because your children are watching you. They are reading you every day. So that's one of the fastest ways is to turn your children away from God, is to live a hypocritical spirit. And parenting is really one of the hardest jobs, but it's the most rewarding. It's one of the hardest jobs, but it's one of the most rewarding. Y'all just don't know what it feels like when I see all my little grands running around here. Oh my goodness, when I see them going up those steps, it's like, oh, that's little Lucas jumping down the steps. Or that's Journey with her hair bow. It is so rewarding. I love my children. But I love my grands. I mean, it's just indescribable. But, you know, it is rewarding. Parenting is a hard job. Parenting is a hard job. It was hard going through all those phases, but it's rewarding. I'm reaping my harvest, and I am so grateful for that. We are reaping our harvest. I'm so grateful for that. But it is rewarding. And, you know, moms can get excited, you know. They know that, you know, you find out that you're going to have a baby. You find out that you're pregnant, and you are so excited. But guess what? That baby comes. That baby cries. That baby crawls. That baby walks. That baby grows up. Then off to kindergarten they go. They are crying. You are crying because you don't want to take your baby to kindergarten. Oh, but oops, middle school, what happened? What happened to them? That same little cute baby thinks that you don't know anything. You're not cool, and you certainly don't know anything. You're so out of touch. I was like, what? I mean, this is the same little baby that I dropped off in kindergarten and I was crying. Oh. Now, middle school, and they don't want to even be seen with you. I'm going to tell you this little story. You know, with us having four, I don't know why I had to take one of them to school. For whatever reason, I had to take them to school one morning. And they says, Mama, drop me off at the traffic light. I will walk the rest of the way. It's like, what's, I mean, you know, I don't have rollers in my hair. I don't have on pajamas. I don't have a comb stuck in my head. I don't have on bedroom shoes. So why can't I take you to school? I don't even know, but you know what? It was just the age thing. It was just the age thing. But it is absolutely amazing. That same little darling that didn't want to be away from mama, but now that can't stand, don't even want mama looking at him. Just, I'll go this way, but you just walk that way, okay? It's amazing, but we're supposed to still love them, teach them, and train them. Not to mention when they get to high school. Oh my goodness, they are sure enough grown then. They know everything. They have all the answers. They know more than you do, really. I'm just letting you know, for the ones that's got upcoming high school children, they already know more than you. I'm just, take it from me. They know more than you already. But and for goodness sake, be careful what you wear when you do go see them. Please, you know, you just can't go looking any kind of way. Because if you do, they're going to disown you. I'm letting you know that. They'll say, meet me out front down by whatever you hand it to me through the window if you need to bring me something. It is just so amazing. It is so amazing. But we are to still love them. We are still to teach them. We are still to train them. And just know that they're growing into adulthood. So we have to look beyond what we see. Because you know what? We probably acted the same way. You have to ask yourself. Probably acted the same way. May have been worse. Who knows? But then too, we have to look at our children through their eyes. Okay, I am 69. There is no way any of my children are thinking like a 69-year-old woman. They're not going to think that way. So I have to think like, say, I have to think like Journey's age. She's, how old is Journey? 5, 6. I think she's 5. How old are you, Journey? Journey is 5. So I have to think like a 5-year-old. So when she comes down to my house and she wants to go looking for bugs and grasshoppers and things, Grandmama is 69. She can't really get down there and do all of that. But Journey don't see that. She sees me as 5 years old, and we should be outside looking for grasshoppers. So we have to see through our children's eyes, their age. We have to see through their eyes, their age. But we still have to love, and we still have to teach. I want us to look at Proverbs chapter 1. That's our duty, to love and teach. No matter, you know, it gets tough and it gets hard. You know, there's sometimes you probably feel like, man, if I could just give them away for 6 months and go back and pick them up when they're grown, that might work for me. But that's not the case. Hey, they're ours. They are ours. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now look at verse 8. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace upon thy head and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. So in other words, what you're saying here is don't hang around with the wrong people. Don't get caught up with a bunch of people that you already know. They drinking. They smoking, they doing everything that they can think of. Don't just tell your sons and daughters, don't get caught up with people like that. Be your own leader. You don't always have to be a follower. Followers get in trouble, more trouble than they can even get themselves out of, because they want to please the crowd. But the word of God says right here, my son. The scripture is telling you, this is what it tells you to tell your child, tell your daughter, this is what you do. And you know, they might look at you and say, well, you did it. You made the same mistakes. Yeah, but what happened? You know better now, don't you? If you knew the bridge was out and you knew somebody ran off the bridge or whatever, and you still gonna let your friends or your children go out down that same road and run off the bridge too? No, you will not. You will correct them. No, the bridge is out. It says detour. You don't need to go that way. But we have to show them. We have to train them. We got to teach them and let them know it's for their good and your peace of mind. Thank you, Jesus. So, and we also are supposed to lead by example. We are to follow through. We are to stand firm. We are to be an example using the word of God. And let me tell you this. Don't be moved by tears, crying, tantrums, complaining. Don't be moved by that. Because sometimes what happens, we just want to say, hey, you know what? I'm just going to pretend that I didn't hear them. They can go do what they want to do because I'm tired. I'm just tired telling this daughter of mine, or this son, I've told them over, I bet I've told them 10 times. I'm just tired of telling them. No, you tell them one more time and one more time and one more time. Ever how many times it takes, you keep on telling them because that's the only way they're going to find out. So in tough times, what do? Stand. Trying times, what do? Stand. When they're pouting and trying to have an attitude, what do? Stand. When times are good, what do? Stand. And you stand by decisions that you have made for your children. If you have told your children to be home at a certain time, expect them to be coming through that door the time you say so. If you have given your children a certain time to be on social media, check in with them. Don't take them at their word. If you've told them, I don't want you on your cell phone when you're supposed to be doing homework, check on them. If you've told your children, I don't want you playing games at church while pastor's preaching. I don't want you scanning Facebook while pastor's preaching or whoever's up here. Stand your ground. And if you find out your children that's living in your house, that's washing with your water, that's using your soap and your shampoo to wash their hair, eating your food out of your bowl with the spoon you bought, and they texting and on the phone, and you mean to tell me you can't tell them to put the thing up? Something ain't quite right there. And, I mean, now, and if they can't put it up, thank God I'm not their mama. Because I would take it, and it would be in my pocket. And the next time we came to church, little Georgette would have her Bible. No cell phone, Georgette. It's home. We got the word of God, honey, right here. Right here for you, honey. You take your paper. You take your leather. You take your book. You got it all right here. Because you better start standing. You got to stand. You got to stand. And that's why I said standing firm. Because I don't want to hear no lip when it comes to telling me, well, everybody else is doing it. No, honey, everybody else ain't doing it. Everybody else might be doing it, but you not. So that means everybody else didn't include you. I mean, no, you're not doing it. You're not doing it. So we got to be tough. Tough love. Tough love. We cannot be moved by crying and stomping and pouting and shutting the door and not wanting to talk to us. You're in my house. Open that door. They don't open. It's got some hinges on it. Take that door down. Won't be closing no door then. Just take the hinges down. They can't close the door. I mean, my mama used to say there's more than one way to skin a cat. Now, I don't know what all that means, but I know this. When it comes to your children, you got to take a stand. You can't be moved by crying. And like I said, if you have given your children a time frame to be on social media, because see, when I was growing up, we didn't have all this. When my children came along, it's like, You won't get to watch TV. The TV goes off at 10 o'clock or whatever. But now they can just go in the room. I'm going to bed. You know, pull the spread over their head and be on social media until 6 or 7 o'clock the next morning. If you've told your children not to be on social media, don't trust them. Go get the phone. Go get your iPad. You don't want to pay for that internet service or whatever you bought for them to get on it. And the point that I'm making is just stand firm. Don't let your children wear you down. You stand your ground. And I want to say this before I finish up as well. I admire parents that help their children achieve. I admire parents that help their children's dreams come true and lead them toward finding out where they're supposed to be in life, what they're supposed to be doing in life. I admire parents for that. It is a blessing. You know, I wish so much that we would have had the finances to put all of ours through college and they come out of college and wouldn't know a cent. But that wasn't the case. But children, I'm praying that all these student loans you got is going to be canceled. That's what I'm praying. I'm still believing that. But I admire parents for that. And they need to see us loving God and serving God. But you know, we have to ask ourselves, what does my children really see me doing Monday through Friday? They see me going to work. I'm getting up, I'm going to work. Daddy's going to work, mama's going to work. You know, we're providing for you. We're making sure the lights is this and that you get what you need. That's awesome, isn't it? That's what we should do. That's our duty. But then we have to ask ourselves, what do they see us doing on Saturday? Well, they may see us washing the car. They may see us cutting the grass. They might even see us might go out to eat. Maybe go to a movie, because that's family time, right? A lot of times you have family time. But then we have to ask ourselves, before I say that, let's look at Hebrews 10, 22. Let's look at Hebrews 10, 22. I tell you, mama's job is not easy. It is tough, and it certainly is a duty. It really is. It's an awesome responsibility. But God has equipped us. He will equip us to do this. He's given us his word that we can stand by. So let's look at Hebrews 10, 10, 22 through 25. And my question that I want to pose is, what do they do? What do they see on Sunday? What do they see on Sunday? When they get out of bed, when they wake up, what do your children see on Sunday? Do they see me just, I think I'm just going to stay home and sleep today. Sunday is my new Saturday. I do everything on Sunday that I would have done on Saturday. I don't want to go to church. I don't like going to church. I mean, what do they see? What do they see? We know what they've seen all week. But what do they really see on a Sunday morning about 9 or 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock? Now remember, it's our responsibility to raise our children, to teach them in the things of the Lord, right? But what do they see on Sunday mornings? Do they see us sleeping? Do they see us resting? Do they see us all packed up because we got to go to this AAU game, or we got to do this, or we got to do that? Everything has its place, because I even know with some of the games, even some of our people have gone. But sometimes, something I've really noticed, church is still a priority, even in the middle of sports and activities. And that has blessed me. I have watched some of our members have gone, supported their children, but I've seen those same children in Bible study at church. And those children know what their priorities are. They know, hey, sports is good, but God is better. And why do they know that? because the parent is putting it in them. So that's what we have to do as parents. We've got to let our children know all these things may be okay in their place, but we've got to always point them toward Jesus Christ. We've got to point them toward the Word of God. So we have to keep our children lifted up before God, keeping them in church, keeping them in Sunday school, keeping them in Bible study, because they are special to God. Do you not know these? Some of these same children, I'm not just talking about Word of Life, I'm talking about all over. Where are the Moses? Where are the Daniels? Where are the pastors? Where are the teachers? Where are the preachers? We, as parents, have that responsibility to raise this generation of children and let them know serving God is first and foremost important thing in their life, and the best choice that they can ever make is to love God and to serve Him. Because if we teach them to do that, everything else will fall in place. Everything else will fall in place. Hebrews 10:22 through 25 says, and you all have heard this, we hear it all the time. 22, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promise. We have to hold fast while we are teaching our children. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. But look at verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day of the Lord approaching. And you know what? Jesus is coming back. He is coming back. But we are responsible for raising our children and teaching our children. It's not about what makes us happy. It's not about what makes your children happy. It's about what's pleasing to God. And that's what we all about, right? We want to please God. So we as parents are taking that responsibility to point our children to God. It's our duty and the responsibility to love them, teach them, and be a godly example, pointing our children and our grandchildren to God, and standing firm, stay the course, and press on. Amen. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how hard it seems, because we know within ourselves, by standing firm, staying the course, and pressing on, that we will please God and we will live a successful life, no matter what it looks like. Because sometimes you may feel like, well, I wasn't able to give my children this, I wasn't able to give them that. Do you know what true success is? True success is loving God, serving God, and leading your children to God. That's true success. Because if we do that, He's going to make sure, and He'll give us wisdom how to handle this, wisdom what to do. He'll just give us wisdom when it comes to our children. So moms, I want to leave with you today. Love your children, teach your children, and be an example to them. And just trust God to do all that that you feel like, you know, that you couldn't come through on. And you know what? Sometimes you may feel like, well, I messed up. Oh my goodness, if I could have a do-over. But you know what's so good about God? I don't know. All we got to do is just repent to Him and say, God, I blew it raising my children. I didn't know. I just didn't know all of this stuff. I didn't know I need to keep them in church. I didn't know I need to be praying for them. I didn't know any of this stuff. All this is new to me. Because some people have just gotten saved and all your children may be grown or you're raising your children. But God is such a loving God. He doesn't beat us over the head and say, you old mean mama, look how you treated your children. No, all we got to do is say, Jesus, I am so sorry. I missed it. I blew it. But He said He will restore too. He'll restore back to us what the devil has stolen. He will restore back to us. So just expect God to restore your children back to Him. If there's an estranged relationship made between some children, just expect God to work that out too. Because God is love. He is love, and we love our children. We love each other. And like I said, hey, if we miss it, God, forgive me, I'm sorry, and keep it moving. Don't let the devil condemn you. I don't want anybody letting the devil condemn you and saying that you're a bad mama, you're this, you're that, or whatever. Because there is now no condemnation to those who walk in Christ Jesus, right? We don't have to walk in condemnation. We walk in love. Amen? So just continue to love your children. Teach your children, be an example, and just stand firm. Just stand firm and just love them. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And just love them. Well, moms, I love you. I appreciate you. And at the end of service, I have some bags, and it's not only just for the mothers. I want to just recognize all the ladies today. I want you to pick up a bag on your way out. They are in a multi-purpose room, so you just go in and pick you up one. For the ladies that are leaving, make sure you get a bag, Miss Lily. Make sure you get a bag, Miss Lily. Miss Lily. Yeah. They've got to go to lunch. But anyway, we thank God for you all today. And I love you so much. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day again. And we have bags for all the moms. Amen. But God is so good. He's so loving. There they are. For all the moms and all the ladies. Just a token of our love and appreciation for you.
Amen. Listen, I want you to do something before we close this out. Once again, I want to ask all you mothers to stand to your feet. You just the mothers. I want you to stand to your feet. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for these mothers.
Amen.
Okay,
yes.
I'm going to let you do that. You pray for all these mothers.
Okay.
Amen.
I'm just going to stretch my hands toward you because I want to let you know you all are valuable. You are special. I see strength when I look at these mothers that attend our church. I see strength. I see boldness. I see tenacity. I see love. I see caring. These are all the things that some of the qualities. We have some awesome ladies here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for all these moms that are standing, that's representing, Father, that's represented here today. Lord, I ask your blessings upon them. Continue to keep them strong. Continue to give them that wisdom to love, to teach, to honor, and to be that example, Father God. Lord, just bless them in every way, full of wisdom, keeping them healed and whole from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. And Lord, I thank you for that wisdom coming down upon them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Love you, ladies.
Praise God.
Yeah, don't. And like I said, it's not only just for the moms. I think I have enough for every lady, at least from maybe 16 and up. So just get a bag till they're gone. Amen.